Hey, what's up? You know who this is. This your favorite oil change technician, Mom's Mobile Oil Change. And I just wanted to talk real quick about the importance of oil changes. I mean, are they important? Like, really, seriously. What? Is you crazy? Break. Are oil changes important? She said, yeah, I think so too. So, matter of fact, come here. Hey, how you doing? This is Tyrese. I'm back again with Brianna.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast, Brianna.
Hi.
Have you ever been on the podcast before?
No.
No. Speak louder so that people can hear you.
No, I have not been on a podcast.
Well, welcome. Everyone, help me in welcoming Brianna to the podcast. So, Brianna, how old are you?
13.
So, do you have a car?
No.
No, you don't have a car. So, what are you doing on the podcast about cars?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. We just wanted to actually find out your knowledge. Are oil changes important for your car?
Yes.
And what do you think happens if you don't get an oil change?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
That's a good answer. Better than guessing. Well, if you don't get an oil change, what will happen is the oil that was previously in your car will begin to break down and lose its effectiveness. At that point, it will start to cause your engine, the metals, the bearings, the seals, the rods, the lifters, the pistons, to start rubbing together and at high temperatures. Because the oil is cooling your engine and is lubricating your engine. So, if your engine is not being cooled by the oil or lubricated, it's going to start rubbing together. So, what do you think happens when metal and metal rubs together at a high temperature for a short or long periods of time?
It makes a fire?
That's a great answer. Because, first basic answer is your engine's going to stop running. Yes, but she is correct. Your engine can actually catch on fire. And numerous engines has sparked up, fire, white smoke, engine dead. So, how often do you get oil changes? Generally speaking.
Like, once to twice a year?
Some cars. If you have a full synthetic car and it's requiring a 10,000-mile oil change, the average driver drives about 24,000 miles a year. That's every 6 months. Our full synthetic oil changes are 7,500 to 10,000 miles, and they do have a shelf life of 6 months. So that's a good answer for that. For basic oil, it's a little bit shorter. And what would you say about that?
3 months.
Bingo! That's the correct answer. 3 months. Every 3 months, every 3,000 miles is the general rule for oil changes. Now, granted, some of today's cars have benefited from advances in technology where their engines are being made of lighter materials, the oils are being made of better materials, and they're extending the 3,000 to 5,000. But as I like to tell people, 3,000 is going to keep your engine in optimum condition. And although the oil engine manufacturer, car manufacturer is recommending 5,000 miles on your oil changes, there's still a slight chance that you're going to allow the engine to get a little dirty. Because it's all going to come down to driving conditions also. So, what do you think happens if you put too much oil in your car?
Overflow into your hood of your car?
No, because it has a cap on it, so it's a closed system.
I'm not sure.
It'll build up pressure, and it'll end up causing your engine to need to get rid of that pressure, forcing it out, end up burning it out. Probably see white smoke coming out of your car. Even if you put not enough oil in your car.
Nothing.
Depends on how much not low oil you have. You know, some in some instances, it's the same as having no oil. In the best case scenario, it's the same as getting to the next place and putting what you need in there. Well, I guess that's it for this episode. I'd like to thank Brianna for joining us.
You're welcome.
You were wonderful.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap this up. Again, this is Change My Baby Podcast, sponsored by Mom's Mobile Oil Change. You can find us on all streaming platforms. Make sure you bookmark us, follow us, subscribe, tell your friends. And just keep rocking out with us, man. Thank you again. We appreciate it. And again, thanks, man. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.